Psalm 98, verses 4, 5, and 6 says, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Bring forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Good word today from Psalm 98, verses 4, 5, and 6. Friends, so good to see you. Yeah, here we are, 12 days into the month of August. It's Thursday. I am Joey Kroll, and yeah, every Thursday I get to be the guest host for Mark and Friends each and every week. Hope you're having a blessed week. It's been a little warm. It has been a few days of pretty hot temperatures for sure, but I think I saw some temperatures cooling off here in the next 7-10 days or so. But anyways, hey, it's an honor to hang out with you today. Here we are, as I mentioned, 12 days into the month of August. Hey, be sure to get your copy of the Prime Life Times. Had a chance to take a look at some of the articles the other week. Saw an article about hidden gems at Yosemite National Park. Also talking about your net worth. And then here's something that really caught my attention. There's a recipe under the lifestyles section of the paper, chewy caramel popcorn and pretzel bars. I don't know about you, but that sounds so good. So anyways, all that to say is get your August edition of the Prime Life Times. Find out where you can get your copy at primelifetimes.com. Over 350 locations, really within our listening area and beyond. Primelifetimes.com. You can also take a look at the online edition there as well. Hey, I know our kids are going to be, well, our kids, Hannah, our son Timothy's already out of school, but our daughter Hannah, she's going to be going back to school here within the next week. I know several students are starting tomorrow, and just within the next week or so, many of our kids and grandkids going back to school, and that means gonna be crazy for parents and moms. So, for Mark and Friends today, we got some great Christian comedy for moms today as they kind of get ready for a stressful season. We're gonna hear Christian comedian Anita Renfro. She's a mom. She's a grandma. She knows all about the stress and the craziness of raising kids, and we're gonna hear we're just gonna have some good belly laughs with Anita Renfro. For Mark and Friends today. So that comes up right after this, right here on Mark and Friends, a ministry of great news media.
Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're mine.
encouragement through your speakers today for the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. It's Joey Kroll. All right, Fred, time to let our hair down today. Anita Renfro, Christian comedian. She's from Atlanta, Georgia. She's the wife of I think he's a retired Baptist pastor now. She's the mom of three kids. She's also a regular commentator in Good Morning America. And she's just all over the place, and she loves Jesus. And so let's let her hair down today and have some belly laughs with Christian comedian Anita Renfro.
Thank you so much. I am a mom of three. My kids are all grown. And let's just go ahead and skip to the good part. I'm a grandma of six, right? Oh, I see. I see that many of you are also grandparents. So you know the secret, that when you have your children, you somehow think they're the bomb diggity. But then you have grandchildren and you see the difference in how awesome they are, and you think, maybe my kids are just a little substandard. I don't know. But I have figured out, I think, why this is true. It is because apparently greatness skips a generation. So me and the grandbabies, and we just let the parents Uber them back and forth, right, grandparents? My kids are all millennial age. Do we have any millennials here in the audience tonight? Any of you between 18 and 31? No worries. Dude, we love you. We just don't get you, okay? And since they're not here, let's talk about them. Okay, so here's the deal. These kids, we made them, right? They're our arts and crafts. And so the fact that we don't get them and we don't understand their lives, it's really our fault. We gave them the participation trophy. So that's our fault, people. We did that. But they think they're the only generation to invent anything because they have Instagram and they can show the pictures of everything they're doing all the time. So they think it's so awesome and amazing, and they don't realize we had a life too before that. We just did it differently. Like when millennials are getting engaged, they want to go on something called a sunset hike, right? They don't want to do, like when we got engaged, it was outside a DQ, right? With a glove compartment. See, right now I just divided this guy doesn't know what a glove compartment is right here. No. He would reach in and get a tiny, tiny little diamond out, and you say, will you marry me? Yes. And you go home and say to your parents, and they're like, yay, go ahead, get married. We don't need your bills, yay. And so then you would in like 3 or 4 months, because that's how long it took to plan a wedding back then. But now it's a year and a half. We couldn't do that because true love had waited, and we needed to get on with this kind of... Okay, I see. No? Okay, all right. True love didn't wait in the 80s for you. Okay, so we did, and then when we got married, we wanted to move into the nicest place we could find, but not our children. What do they want to move into, people? Tiny houses. How many of you know this tiny house movement? Do you know about Tiny House Nation? You've seen it. I don't even understand these houses. They are indeed mobile homes. You know that, right? I don't think our millennial kids know that they're mobile homes. They're like, no, they're ecologically friendly. I was like, they have tires. They're mobile homes, people. And I don't even know how you have a proper marital argument in a tiny house. What do you do? Do you go, I am so angry with you. Can't slam a door or go anywhere, and all of them have the same floor plan with that little tiny room on the bottom and then a loft where you sleep. And our little millennials climb up the little ladder to the sleeping loft and they say the same thing. Oh, there's so much room. And I'm like, for what? You can't even sit up to read in there. I don't know how you do other extracurricular things up there. Plus, I'm 55 years old, and so at least twice during the night, I would have to climb down the ladder. And there's no way I'm doing that. Plus, there's no way I'm sleeping on the ladder side, because I could roll off and kill myself. So I would have to be sleeping against the wall. And at least twice, I would have to somehow climb over Mr. Snores-a-Lot to get down. And that's going to be misinterpreted for sure. There's not a man alive who wouldn't misinterpret that move. But our little millennials, God bless, they want to be minimalist. We used to be minimalist too. We called that poor. But they say they don't want things, they want experiences. And for Christmas this year, I gave my children, my millennial children, I gave them nothing. And I said to them, here, this is the gift of the experience of disappointment. Enjoy that. Enjoy that. Enjoy that. Do you know what I really love? I love is a great cup of coffee at the end of my day. It kind of just stops the world for a moment and take a deep breath, because it's a simple pleasure and there aren't too many of those anymore, because we're multitasking all the time. Isn't that right? As women, we just like excel at that. We can pay bills while brushing our teeth, shop online for Christmas presents while we're waiting in the doctor's office. We can read in the bathroom, which is not new. We've always done that. But now we can take calls on the treadmill, you know, Kegel during carpool, whatever. Our attention is divided all the time, and I'm not really that good at multitasking. I can't even hardly single task anymore because my brain just doesn't hold all the information. Anyway, I go to the grocery store. I don't know about you, but I'm always on a mission at the grocery store. Any of you guys, you just want to go in and get what you need and get out, because why? There's too many choices in there, okay? It used to be very, very simple. You used to have one or the other. When you had crackers, it was like the saltines or the Ritz, square or round. That was it. You didn't have 12 grain gluten-free rice wafers, you know, with all these seeds, you know, they're just going to get stuck in your teeth and your colon. But what do you do about it now? I don't know. And what about eggs? Didn't that used to be simple? Medium or large, that's the only choice you have. Now you have vegetarian, omega-3 enhanced organic brown, or egg substitutes, which come from substitute chickens. I don't know how they get those. How do you even get those? Free-range tomatoes, fair trade figs, soy rice or almond milk. I don't even know how you milk an almond. How do you do that? So I think one of the definitions of motherhood is that you want to make your kids happy, right? I mean, we really do. We try. We want to give them good memories. We want them to have fun as children. We want to build all that into them so they don't end up on Jerry Springer. And have you ever noticed that there is absolutely zero correlation between the amount of time that you spend and the effort that you put into something and the likelihood that your child will enjoy it, okay? It doesn't balance out. You can spend like an entire weekend constructing this gigantic, lavish playground thingy with swings and ropes and ladders and bridges and cafes and whirlpools and salons, only to have your child play next to it in the mud puddle, okay? They will totally ignore it and have way more fun than they would on the thing you just spent $700 and 18 hours constructing. You could have put a garden hose in a hole and they would have had more fun than what you did. Now, when our daughter was small, she had this perfect pile of beautiful teddy bears that she slept beside with her brother's sock, okay? So there's no correlation. You've seen it. And starting when the kids are very little and they start to crawl, you surround them with teething toys and beautiful things, and they will actually crawl over them to go suck on the doorstop, okay? This is what kids do. Moms face this all the time. I mean, like, I will say to my kids, do you not realize that I just spent 4 hours slaving over the hot stove to make you these cookies? And they'll go, don't taste like Chips Ahoy, you know? And it's even backwards when it comes to me. The kids will spend 5 minutes making me breakfast to bring me breakfast in bed for Mother's Day. Then I have to spend 5 hours cleaning up. I don't even know how you get syrup in a ceiling fan, okay? I don't even know. I don't even know. How do you do that? How do you do that? But I'm sure. Thank you. My husband, like, we've been married 35 years, so the first 20 years of our marriage, my husband was a pastor. I'll just let that soak in for 1 second, because I'm sure I don't fit the mold. But I used to get stuck doing Bible studies, because they think if you sleep with a pastor, you know things about the Bible. Which never happens to a surgeon. You never roll up to the surgeon at the food court and say, I got a little something here, you think you could take that off. You don't roll up to his wife and ask for that, right? But if you sleep with a pastor, they think you know things about the Bible. So I would get stuck teaching Bible study, and we would always do some unit during the year about husbands and wives, you know, the Galatians and Ephesians stuff, where it says, husbands, love your wives. I love that verse so much. That's like one of my favorite. But the very next one always gave me fits a little bit. The one that says, and wives, See, you can't bring yourself to say it either. Submit to your man, which was easy when I was young and thin. Because I would look at him and I would think, you're so big, you're so strong, you're my man. And now it's hard for me to submit to him because I got older and bigger. And now it's difficult because basically, I think I can take him. That's what... Thank you so much. God bless you.
That's right. Christian comedian Anita Renfro. Friend, if you missed any of today's program and or if you want to go back and revisit and have a good laugh, just visit greatnewsmedia.org. Click on archives and you can go ahead and re-listen to today's program.
Is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live.
his first cry to final breath. Jesus commands my destiny.
No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns.